Lady Gaga has a song that says, "I live for the applause, applause, applause." What would drive a person to live for applause? Well, it's no small fact that people want to be revered and renowned. And we find in our text today a man who was driven to gain those type of accolades for himself. Abimelech, the son of Gideon, goes to his hometown and tells his mom and his close relatives, and he says, "I'm one of you. Do you want 70 foreigners reigning over you, or do you want one of your own to be your leader?" And then listen to what it says following. "And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless fellows who followed him. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men on one stone." It didn't take long for the community leaders to figure out that they would rather have one person, a kinsman at that, that they could influence and buy off. So they give Abimelech blood money from a pagan temple to go back to his 70 brothers and execute them. But he doesn't just go on a sniper hunt, right? There is something more disturbing and sinister within this text, the statement that's being made by Abimelech, and the ongoing downfall of God's people. It says that Abimelech killed his brothers on one stone. This was execution, and it seems to be a religious, ceremonial type of sacrifice. It's as if Abimelech is holding a ceremony seeking to appease the Baals, the false gods, apologizing to the false gods for his family's part in destroying the Baals in the previous generation. You remember that Gideon, Abimelech's father, was the one responsible for tearing down the Baals in Ophrah. And now Abimelech is offering up his own family as a sacrifice to the Baals. The further you drift from God's word and reign in your life, the deeper into chaos you go. And now you see a man who is in total rejection of God's reign. But this is not just Abimelech. This is anyone who shuns the grace of God, who rejects the word of God. It may not look this graphic, but it's just as rebellious. And once again, we're reminded of our total depravity and that we are hopeless without the grace of God and His reign in our lives. Don't even take one step towards your own sovereignty. Trust in the goodness of the reign and rule of God over your life and follow His word, not your own. Don't live for the applause of yourself. Live for the applause of the true King. Today, please pray for Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Cherokee Life Word broadcast heard in the United States.